Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 920, and we've got a special guest in studio here. Our general manager, Corey Reeves, is going to be previewing Oztoberfest with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Today I'm just Oztoberfest volunteer. This is one of my favorite events, actually. I've been part of Oztoberfest for like a decade now, and what a weird thing for, you know, at the time, rock radio morning show guy to get into, but I've fallen in love with the Oz Museum, and the Oztoberfest is just a very cool Kansas thing to do.
It really is, and you know, Wamego has always done events so well, from the 4th of July to the Tulip Festival, and now this, and it's really like a home here for great events.
It really is, and Oztoberfest is unique in that it has things that appeal to people that live here, but Oztoberfest brings in people from all over the country that are big fans of the movie. We've got repeat guests that have been part of this thing since its inception. You know, you'll see like kids growing up through the costume contest that come back and dress up as characters, and it's really cool to see the downtown area with all the out-of-state license plate for Oztoberfest. This year's going to be pretty unique, Brandon. I mean, obviously people are a little concerned because there's rain in the forecast, but the event will happen rain or shine on Saturday. We've been through it in the rain before. We just kind of move things around. Of course, we've got space over at Ironclad and inside the Columbian, so we can move some events around. It might move some things, but it's still going to happen. There's still going to be cool markets. There's the car show that'll happen. The museum itself is debuting two brand new movie items from Oz Movies. There's actually going to be a Sergeant at Arms jacket, which was worn by one of the Munchkins in the original 1939 film, which will make its debut at the Oz Museum. And then there was a really interesting Disney film, Return to Oz, that was kind of in that kind of never-ending story, kind of Dark Crystal kind of era of Disney movies. And there's actually a key to Oz, Dorothy's key from that film. That's also going to join the collection. So two brand new debuts, and that'll happen Saturday at 10 o'clock. Pretty unique. 2 years ago, they introduced the Winky Guard spear. Like, if you haven't been to the Oz Museum in quite a while, there is a ton of new stuff that's not just, locally created exhibits, but actual Hollywood movie history inside that museum. It's pretty cool.
That's why I appreciated last year getting to hear some of the experts who really know their stuff, and they're coming back, it looks like, again to speak at this thing.
Yeah, John Fricke will be back. He and Gabriel Gale have started a new book that's going to debut at Oztoberfest called The Art of Oz, which will be really unique. Gabriel's a great author, and he's kind of got a kid's spin on the Oz stories, kind of bringing them current. And John Fricke's been a long-term member of the Oztoberfest event. He's widely regarded as the preeminent historian for Oz and Judy Garland in the country. He's won Emmys and Oscars. I mean, he's the real deal. So John will have fantastic history of the films. He's going to be presenting the new unveilings of the new exhibits, as well as the new book. And he's just a fascinating guy to talk to, incredibly generous with his time as well, if you're as Oztoberfest. So, and each of those special guests, including John Paul Caffiero, whose collection makes up a large portion of the Oz Museum's collection, they'll all do presentations over at the Columbian throughout the event as well. So it's a really unique opportunity to learn about the history of, you know, Oz is obviously incredibly associated with Kansas, but it's just a really cool piece of Hollywood history.
One thing I'm looking forward to here is the costume contest. I know that's always really well attended, and people really deck themselves out here in the fashion of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, if it's raining, Wicked Witch costume might be dangerous on Saturday. But yeah, it's going to be really cool, you know? I mean, the kids really go off for it. It's like cuteness overload to see like 10 or 12 Dorothys all lined up. I mean, it's crazy. There's kids dressed up as Munchkins and the Cowardly Lion. The Tin Man costumes are wild. Mm-hmm. Like some of the folks that really like to cosplay Oz really love the Tin Man just because that's a really iconic costume and looks really cool. So there's some really sharp stuff every year. That's a fun thing. Even if you're not someone who likes to cosplay and dress up, it's really cool to see. That happens usually right out in front of the Columbian. Again, if the weather prevents it, we just move it inside the building there and still be able to do it, no problem.
Well, that's good that you got the space there and that you can shift real quickly if you need to, and that's nice to have.
Yeah, you know, there's entertainment, there's music, there's Oz markets. Like if you're into crafts and stuff like that, it's kind of like miniature tulip festival happening at the same time as Oztoberfest, and some of that's inside as well down at Ironclad. So there's a lot going on, and the outdoor stuff, you know, that's no charge. Like Oztoberfest, there's no charge to go, you know, walk around the car show or roll through the vendors and things like that. The museum still has its normal charge to get in, and some of the kids events like Bouncy House and stuff like that has some cost. There'll be food trucks out there, things like that. But just to enjoy a day in Wamego, you know, that's that part of it's all absolutely free. It'd be cool. Friday night, hopefully, we'll have another free event to kind of kick things off. We're syncing up the 1939 original film with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, which legend has it, has some pretty kind of incredible coincidences, if you will. The band says that it was a thing that they never did, but I got to tell you, I've watched it, and it's pretty mind-boggling the way that it matches up. We're going to try to show that in the beer garden across the street from the Columbian on Friday night, weather permitting. And that'll be a unique way to kind of kick things off on Friday night. That should be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to. I really hope the weather holds up because my wife's been talking about that for like the last month.
And that'll be free, too. So it'll be in that beer garden right kind of directly across the street from the Columbian, bring lawn chairs, things like that to post up in there. 6 o'clock is when they'll open that up, with the film expected to start at 7 and kind of shutting things down at 10. Film itself about 1 hour and 45 minutes. So that should be really cool. That's a new thing. I really hope that gets to hit, because I think that'd be a lot of fun, and that'd be a cool way to kick off for Friday night.
Plenty of opportunities for food and shopping, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's going to be rolling. It's a Wamego in full... And full gallop, if you will, for Oztoberfest. So yeah, it's really going to be cool. You know, the community really embraces it. It's a great way to put Wamego on display. And as far as tourism, you know, on a yearly basis, you know, COVID years notwithstanding, like 40,000 people come to the Oz Museum every year. So that's a, you know, town of what, 4,600? That's pretty awesome. You know, a lot of small towns would love to have that kind of tourism draw downtown. And there are always out-of-state license plates parked in front of the Oz Museum, which is really cool. The Totos Project downtown with all the different painted Totos has become a cool part of the event. People taking pictures with those as well. And it's just a unique thing to do. If you haven't been, I'm telling you, go. That's a great piece of family entertainment. Cost is low. It'll be a good Saturday in Wamego.
Yep. And it takes a lot of volunteers, obviously, a lot of folks help out with this.
Yeah. You know, everybody from, you know, there's Kara, who was going to be on today, is out putting up signs and banners for parking right now. So it takes a lot of that, a lot of Oz Museum volunteers, a lot of Columbian Theater volunteers, the Chamber of Commerce, young professionals, kind of everybody has a hand in it to try to make that thing happen. The great group that puts on the car show, too, that's cool, too. That's the Heroes Hot Rods and Motorcycle Show, and that all benefits the Wamego Honor Flight, who you guys have interviewed before. So all the proceeds from that car show event go directly to the Wamego Honor Flight, which is a fantastic program. So there's a lot of cool community ties that make it all happen.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Oztoberfest, again, the event is this Saturday, the kickoff event tomorrow night for the syncing of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon to the movie, which sounds awesome. Anything else?
I think that's the most part. So Oztoberfest.com is going to be where you're going to want to check out. That's got the full list of all the events and times and all that good stuff. And then follow Oztoberfest on Facebook. Obviously, if things need to move around day of event, they'll try to post everything up there to keep track of what's moved and where. But, you know, just be ready, be flexible. The witch is the only one. Wicked Witch is the only one scared of the rain. Everybody else is full go on Saturday. It should be fun.
All right. Corey, thanks for stopping by and telling us a little bit more about this great event.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure.
All right, stay tuned. And Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.